pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Middle of the championships. There's no championships to be decided tonight. The men on Monday, Kansas. The women last night, Tennessee. And NCAA hockey gets underway with the Frozen Four tomorrow. And you'll be able to hear the Frozen Four semifinals tomorrow, championships Saturday, right here on ESPN Radio. You can give us a buzz anytime, 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can send something to the Dent Popper inbox, our email address, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Spell out the word and if you graduated from Axtell. That's A-N-D. A-N-D if you graduated from Axtell.
Watch it there.
We might welcome in a special guest to the Doug and Daddy show today, but Daddy, you know, I know you've got a lot to contribute. What's up?
Well, Doug, I think there is a championship that will be decided today, and that's a par 3 championship going on at the Masters. No one, of course, has ever won the par 3 and then went on to win the Masters. That's a big storyline. The players kind of having a chuckle saying, it's going to happen sooner or later. Just one of those things that hasn't happened yet. But a lot of people look forward to that. It's a great day when you are on the Masters grounds. Like you said yesterday, a lot of people can go to the practice rounds. A lot of people can get into this day. A lot of people can enjoy this day and the beauty that is Augusta National before the tournament starts.
So a lot going on today. The Masters does begin tomorrow. We'll, of course, be making our pick. You can go to the Prairie Hills Poll and One question on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote for who you think is going to win the Masters. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, or are you going to take the field? And, of course, Tiger Woods, the leader. There's a couple votes on there for Phil, but have you seen one story on Phil Mickelson yet this week? One anything, newspaper, television, radio, they're not talking about him at all. At all.
You know, the only thing I've heard about Phil is last week switching putters. Goes to his short putter, goes to his longer putter, goes back to his short putter. You better get that figured out early in this week, Phil, because you're not going to be able to change on these greens.
So Phil Mickelson, number two in the world, but will he be in the hunt when it comes Sunday at Augusta? Here's the big story, and again, maybe with all the basketball that's been going on, and you just don't really get into the Masters till today. Maybe you get into some pools or you get into some looking at what's going on the odds board with these guys. And I look at this, and you just go, what's the number going to be this year? It was a surprisingly high one over par last year, and I didn't like that. That's not fun. Let's at least get it to 6-7 under. I mean, they don't want it 18 under like Tiger got when he won his first one, and it's steadily been back. But I think anything between 5 and 10 under par, that's a fair number to go get. That's a fair number to be expected to be your Masters champion. If you want over par, they've already screwed up the U.S. Open to make it over par. I mean, so we've already got that tournament. We've already got the outrageous tournament where you can go real low, and that's the British Open. And then the PGA is pretty much kept close to U.S. Open, maybe not quite as tough, but maybe four under, five under can win a PGA championship from time to time. But I don't want to see my Masters champion at one over par.
Well, no, and I think they keep dozing trees out, making the course longer and tighter. You know, at certain places, I believe last year it was 18 yards where the landing of the one fairway, 18 yards, and you got to hit it through a gap of about, I don't know, 3 feet, you know, to get it out of the forest. And if you can knife it out of there, you know, you got a chance to get it on the green and two. Otherwise, you're staring 5, 6, 7 right in the face, and you know, the hole just takes you right out of the tournament. You can shoot yourself out of the Masters first day, no doubt about it.
Oh, you can put up a number. It's pretty tough to churn your way back in, and it'll be interesting. Again, remember, Tiger Woods has never shot lower than 70 in the first round, and so there's always that story. I mean, he's never in the lead after the first round. So don't expect Tiger Woods to be in the lead tomorrow. Yet if he is, oh, it's over.
Oh, it's over.
Friday, Tiger either didn't shoot 70 or it's over. I mean, there's not going to be much in between, is there?
You wouldn't think so. Doug, realistically, Tiger talking about the Grand Slam. The Grand Slam of winning all four majors in the same calendar year. Obviously, he's held them all four, did not do that in the same year. Realistic, is it realistic to think that he can do that? Because realistically, it's not for anybody else in the world.
Well, I think we like to at least hear some acknowledgement of it. That's what my goal is all the time. I guess you have to odds-wise say no, but, I mean, odds are right now, Vegas 8, 9, 10 to 1, that Tiger will win the Grand Slam. Those aren't very high for something that's not happened. That's not very high.
So you're saying somebody that's usually pretty close to the action believes there's a real good chance.
Well, if Tiger does it, he thus passes Jack as the greatest golfer in the history of ever. He passes Bobby Jones. He passes everybody. If he would win the Grand Slam this year, he would immediately, some people always say he's the greatest golfer of all time, but this would take all doubt away that he would be the greatest golfer of all time. They say that he's got the best chance because all the courses set up for him, the way his game is, the way he plays, they set up pretty well for him. You know, he didn't win the Masters last year. So about setting courses up for you, he didn't win the Masters 2 years ago. I mean, Tiger needs to win the Masters first to get out of the gate and get going here. I think there's so many variables. You can have one bad day of weather. You can hear Phil Mickelson hurts his wrist last year practicing for the U.S. Open in that cabbage that they call a golf course. I mean, what do you do? You go to the British Open, you get rain and 32 degrees, and they expect you to slap it around in 35-mile-an-hour winds? Well, you're not playing true golf. I mean, if all 12 days, or all 16 days, excuse me, if all 16 days of competition are non-weather-related and he's healthy, well, he is the number one golfer in the world, that would definitely make a huge difference on him winning the Grand Slam.
I think you're right on that, and I think it's so incomprehensible, even Jack, and as good as those guys were, and everybody says, you know, back in those days, how many people had a real opportunity to win? You know, that number was pretty limited back there. There were the extra special talented people, and then, okay, everybody else is kind of vying for 15 through 50. Now there's an awful lot of people out there that step up and play pretty good golf.
See, and I don't believe that argument unless you're going back to the 30s and 40s. You can't say that about the Jack Nicklaus era because how many other guys won titles, won golf tournaments during the Nicklaus era? Just the other day on the Golf Channel, which is surprisingly advertising all their Masters coverage, yet I didn't see hardly any of it yesterday, but I did see the top 10 players to never win a major. You know, Bruce Crampton was one of them that was right in there during the Jack era. He won some golf tournaments. He just never won a major. I mean, I think there was, you know, you got Kite, Weisskopf, Watson. I mean, these guys all won some majors, but it wasn't just Jack. It never was just Arnie. It never was, you know, just some of these guys. And I still think it's about the same today as it was back then. I think there's more people playing golf than there were back then. But I think once you get to that level, I think you still have Tiger's where he is. Then he's got a couple competitors, you know, Phil or VJ or whoever you want to say. You know, Jack had his couple of competitors, Watson, Kite, Weisskopf, Johnny Miller. You know, they all had their 4, 5, 6. I'm not even sure that it's that designated right now for the guys that are trying to catch Tiger Woods. I mean, you look at the next 5 guys, Goosen, Cold, Furyk hasn't done anything in a while, VJ,
Scott,
L's off the face of the earth, although he did get that win earlier this year when I declared him dead and done forever. But, I mean, seriously, I mean, nobody's picking these guys. Nobody's picking these guys. They're Stuart Sink, guys that are always there, Olathabal, always there, always play well at the Masters, putt well, have good short games.
But I think the depth, and the technology has a lot to do with this as well, because obviously Jack did not have that luxury. But to say Zach Johnson would ever win the Masters, oh, no, that would never happen. How far down? Well, he won one.
No, but there's 100 guys that can get there and do it. I think that's been the case, though, for a long time, not just since Tiger Woods picked up clubs. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Today, another signing day. A lot of high school seniors doing some signings. We were up at Kearney High today where they actually had 8 seniors decide where they were going to go, some to play soccer, some to play baseball, three to wrestle. We'll hear from Tom McCann. We'll also hear from a couple of the athletes, including Warner Phipps, who signed a Division I wrestling scholarship to Cornell, which is in the Ivy League, Daddy. It's in the Ivy League. And we'll hear from some of those folks later on. Jeff Tomlin, the head football coach at Grand Island, going to join us in our next segment to talk about the Shrine Bowl. Rosters released about a week and a half ago, and we get a chance to catch up with Jeff. He will be the head coach of the North Shrine squad this year. We'll talk about the kids from Grand Island. We'll also talk about the kids that aren't going. And I think we have found that now Division I football players are never going to go to the Shrine Bowl again for the most part. For the most part, again, superstaters go, but Division I kids are none of the kids are on the roster this year, and maybe not as many big names as last year. But there's no Steinkuhler on this list. There's no some of the names that
Okafor.
Yeah, he's not on the list either. And we'll talk to Coach Tomlin about that as well. Plus, special guest in studio today, Josh Gelton from NTV Sports. He got up early today and was looking to kill some time. What do you think about this whole Masters stuff?
Well, I was just wondering about John Daly. I heard he made the switch from Keystone to Pabst, and I heard he feels pretty good about that switch and what he can accomplish out there in Augusta.
Did you see Daly last week? Six over first round, withdrew. Didn't hear one peep about it. John Daly, six over, 78 last week, first round.
I think
withdrew.
They're saying go away. I mean, I think
well, he withdrew.
Well,
they didn't
know,
kick him out. He withdrew.
But you didn't hear anything about it. I think they finally, people are saying, John, go away for a while. Get it together.
Haven't they been saying that the last 10, 15, 20 years?
But there used to be stories about it. I mean, it used to be all over. That was the lead story. Now it's an afterthought. John, get it together.
He needs to work on his singing career some more.
Oh,
you don't know me.
We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
It's Masters Week, and Metal Arc Hills and Kearney knows the itch is there for the 2008 golf season. Metal Arc Hills, the Tri-City's number one public golf course, has shirts originally $40 to $60, just $20, and jackets and wind shirts originally $50, also just $20.
Wow! In your life have you seen anything like that?
And of course you need a good grip when you take that tee shot. Shoes are starting at just $30 and up, and a great selection of Titleist hats, originally $20, are now just $5. Sit back and enjoy the Masters this week. Metal Arc Hills says while there's a break in the action, check them out, because new in 2008, all new Adidas and Ashworth clothing lines. Enjoy the Masters and get some golf in this year at Metal Arc Hills, the Tri-City's best golf course in Kearney.
Zach Johnson, the unheralded Iowan, is the winner at Augusta.
Not that you'll ever drop your flashlight from 30 feet, but it won't break if you do. Hank recommends the hard case flashlight from EverReady because it survived the 30-foot drop test, which means it's durable. It has steel plate bolted sides and shatterproof lens. The hard case flashlight from EverReady at your local Hardware Hank.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank's Hardware Hank.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Hi, I'm Bill Thomas with the Phoenix Coyotes. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Today's skies will become mostly cloudy. There'll be a chance for some rain showers this afternoon with a high to 50 degrees. Tonight there'll be a good chance for some scattered rain showers. Even a rumble of thunder is possible as we drop off to a low temperature of 38. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jacob Hamblin. Right now, 39 degrees.
You don't know me like I know me. You never walked in my shoes.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You don't know why the mountains I climb are the ones
okay.
that
I don't need to hear you sing, all right?
Brings a tear to your eyes, doesn't it?
Doug and Daddy Show, Josh Jellin from NTV joins in. Boy, everything's getting messed up because of the weather. Everything's getting messed up because of the weather, especially on the high school scene. We didn't get any college baseball yesterday. The latest, the Hastings Boys Golf Invitational scheduled for tomorrow, postponed to next Thursday, April the 17th. So a lot of things going on the schedule, but a lot of things now have been postponed. Today's Kearney Catholic Scottsbluff Girls Tennis Triangular postponed. Lexington Golf Tennis Invite postponed. Boys Golf at Adams Central tomorrow postponed until April 14th. So, like the boys' golf invite, if I didn't say that, that's been postponed as well.
Many people expecting 3 to 6 inches of snow. Is that possible? 3 to 6 inches of snow. We're 10th of April.
Still got a little golf in yesterday at Metalark, the Kearney Catholic Tri. Kearney Catholic defeating Ravenna and Loop City. Your boy Jordan Cheesick shot a 40, one shot off the medalist honors for Dylan Schroeder of Kearney Catholic.
Wow. Very nice, Pistol Pete.
You can send us an email anytime to the Doug and Daddy inbox, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, as we mentioned, the 2008 Shrine Bowl will be the 50th anniversary edition, and that is coming up on July 26th at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And the head coach of the North is Grand Island Senior High's Jeff Tomlin, and we welcome Jeff to the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for giving us some time. As we mentioned, the rosters came out here about a week and a half ago, and your first thoughts when all the names were finally on the dotted lines about the overall strength of this North squad?
Well, I think it's going to be a really nice group of kids to work with, and as a lot of coaches have figured out over the course of time coaching the Shrine Bowl, you win some, you lose some as far as getting kids, and we had quite a few kids that ended up choosing not to play for whatever reason, and so we delved into we felt like we did have a good solid pool of 50, 55 kids, and so we had to delve into our alternate list a little bit, but we got a great bunch of kids.
Coach, how overall disappointing is that to you to be a coach of the marquee game of the summer and then have these kids decline?
Well, you know, it's disappointing, but I also know there's a lot of pressure on kids, especially the Division I scholarship kids, is that the Shrine Bowl is so late, and report times for fall camp are getting earlier and earlier. And so one of the suggestions I've just thrown out to the Shrine Bowl committee is maybe think about playing it early in the summer. And I think we'd get a lot of those kids that are Division I caliber athletes to go ahead and commit and play. But it is disappointing because you look forward to coaching those kids.
Jeff Tomlin joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of the North Shrine team. Has there been more discussion moving the game, what you can do to get these kids in? Have there been some other ideas tossed around at coaches' clinics or at least when you guys were working on your Shrine rosters?
I think that's the main one that's been tossed around, I think. And I don't know if the Shrine Bowl committee is seriously considering it, but moving it to an earlier date. But then you also have the West Nebraska All-Star game, which is very early in the summer, so I know they don't want to conflict with that either, and the eight-man All-Star game, and when Memorial Stadium's available, and all those things are factors, and so I'm sure it's something they may take into consideration, just don't know if that's something that's feasible.
Well, that's pretty simple. We'll move the West Nebraska All-Star game. I've seen the rosters, a lot of good kids, not that many Division I that you have to concern yourself with. Shrine Bowl needs to be looked at as the number one All-Star game in any sport, at any level in the state of Nebraska. It's just disappointing that the Stein Coolers and the Okafors won't get a chance to play in this game. And I understand from their side, but what did those kids actually tell you? Do they just sign a form, or do they give you a call, or what do they tell you?
What they do is they're mailed a letter, and it's like a letter of intent, I guess is the best way to describe it. And they just have to put down, yes, they accept, or no, they decline, and they don't have to give a reason, and so we really never talk to them. It's all through the Shrine Bowl office until the team is finalized, and then we can start as a coaching staff calling them and congratulating them and sending them letters and correspondence and that type of thing. But I'm pretty sure a lot of it has to do with just the early report time, you know, for those Division I programs.
Jeff, first of all, how is your son's knee, and talk about a little bit about coaching him in the Shrine Bowl.
Well, he's doing really well. He's actually about a month ahead of schedule as far as what we felt like his rehab would be. And we didn't project him to start competing in track until the Norfolk invite, which is next week. And he started at the North Platte invite, which was over a week and a half ago. So really feel good about where he's at. I think he's probably about 85%. Not doing a lot of cutting yet, but just, you know, straight ahead stuff. He's pretty good, and, you know, he's got a great attitude, and he's worked awful hard in a really grueling rehab and worked awful hard to get back. So it's you know, really obviously rewarding to see him being able to compete in something his senior year and being part of the squad and part of the team. And, you know, I obviously really look forward to having just one more opportunity to coach him in the Shrine Bowl. That'll be, you know, a very unique opportunity and not one that a lot of guys get, and definitely one I'm going to relish.
Jeff Tomlin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the head coach of the North Shrine coming up this summer. And when it comes to the North team, it has always been basically the Grand Island kids play on the North team, and then very few from our actual listening area end up on the North. They seem to end up on the South. But there are four kids from Grand Island, two from senior high. You've got Dalton there, and then Hadley Cooksley from Northwest and Sam Bolton from Central Catholic. Just kind of talk about that core group of Grand Island kids and what you're expecting from them at the Shrine Bowl.
Really solid group of young men, first of all, just great kids. They've all had good careers, and we looked at first on any kid we were evaluating his character, scholarship, you know, coachability, and we went through quite a process of rating them that way through their coaches, and so I really am looking forward to working with them. They really fill needs that we have, and they'll represent the city of Grand Island very, very well. We're excited about, you know, of course, Hadley has had a great career at Northwest, and he's going to come in and really, we're you know, at least prospectively looking at him to fill spots for us on the defensive line. Sam Bolton can play either fullback or linebacker for us, and he'll probably see time at both. And then looking at Dalton Rebus, was a guard and linebacker for us. He's going to be a guard for us in the Shrine Bowl. And look at Mike Tomlin as a corner or a halfback. So they all fill needs for us and feel like they give us, you know, quality effort, you know, the quality effort guys and great character kids too.
Jeff Tomlin, Grand Island Senior High Islander head football coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will coach the 2008 North Shrine team. Obviously, Jeff, I'm coming from a small town. I like to look at the small town players. I think you've got a good one out of Wakefield in Joel Nixon.
Oh, absolutely. Joel's fantastic. We also got Ryan Klein out of Wakefield, and I'll tell you what, that's one thing you find out. Getting the experience of choosing this team, and I had a chance to be an assistant in 99, is there's a lot of good football players out there, and it doesn't matter what level, 8-man, D1, D2, Class C2, C1, B and A, they all have their good football players, and this game gives you a chance to really give some recognition to some of those guys that maybe aren't as highly publicized but are every bit as good of football players as those guys in Class A. And Joel's just a fantastic player. He'll see some time at receiver and probably at quarterback, both for us.
Jeff, I know it's a ways out, but I also know that the coaches have probably looked at how each team matches up against each other. Where do you see the strength of the North? Where do you see the strength of the South?
Well, I think the strength of our team is going to be, you know, overall pretty good team speed. We didn't assemble an especially large group of kids as far as size. And some of our bigger kids did end up dropping out, but I think it's going to be a really quick team with good team speed, and I think a really physical team from what we could see. And, you know, we're going to be, I think, a team that's going to be maybe uncharacteristic for one of my teams, pretty balanced. I think we'll be able to throw pretty well with the receivers and the quarterbacks we took and run pretty well. And I see the South as a, you know, a very, very good team. They've got excellent speed. They appear to have excellent tailbacks with Rustin Dring and the Kozak tailback are, you know, out of sight. And they've got Bob chose his quarterback, the Linder kid, and he's going to be great. So I feel like they're going to be able to really run some option pretty well. So it should be a great matchup.
Jeff, who will see the majority of time at quarterback for you right off?
Jordan Brill from Elkhorn. Will be our primary quarterback, and then we'll go into camp knowing that Joel can play quarterback really well as well. But Joel can see some time at receiver and at safety too. But Jared Brill is pretty much strictly a quarterback, and had a great career at Elkhorn, and really fits what we want to do offensively.
Tony mentioned the smaller school kids. Obviously, you're not going to have a chance to see every kid. A lot of these Class A kids you've seen, but when it comes to trying to pick a kid from Shadron or a kid from Bridgeport or a kid from Howells, you probably really got to look at tape. What stuck out to you when you guys are trying to pick maybe that eight-man? Some years there's 2 8-man kids. Some years there's one on each team. What stuck out to you about maybe kids that you hadn't seen all year long?
Well, I think the biggest factor, and we put together as good a rating system as we could rate, was, you know, their athleticism, their feet. You know, I think their motor has a lot to do with it. If you see them consistently playing hard, and a guy like Jonathan Bush from Clarkson, for example, great eight-man player, just a great football player, happened to play at the eight-man level. We just saw him consistently dominating people on every snap. And so that's one of the things. And he had a great motor. And so, like you said, regardless of where they play, we look for that effort. We look for that intensity. You know, are they running to the ball? Are they finishing blocks? Are they getting yards after contact? And you can read a lot off of body language. And then just, you know, I like to also, in our process, not only talk to their coach, but call opposing coaches. Hey, well, how'd you feel about, you know, this kid when you faced him? And then we called a lot of college coaches and asked them, hey, where do you rate this kid? And I think that was really helpful, too.
Well, Jeff, we'll be catching up with you again when we get a little closer to the Shrine game, which, again, is July 26th, University of Nebraska Memorial Stadium. Always a great atmosphere, and best of luck in preparations for that game. Thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Take care, Jeff. Jeff Tomlin, head football coach at Grand Island. He will be the head coach of the North squad. We talked about the North kids, the kids on the South, Rustin Tringan, Brett Maher of Kearney, John Uden of Hastings, Jason Long and Ryan Level of Cozad, Dex Schweiger of Aurora. Eamon Feeney from Maxwell is the one of the eight-man kids that are going to be playing. McCook has a pair in J.D. Stone, and Sam Frazier, who's a stud. We'll be bringing you that action on our sister station later this year for the Shrine Bowl, July 26th. His assistant coaches, Columbus's Craig Williams, Justin Smith from Wakefield, and Mike Brown from Mullen from the South. Bob Fuller, Plattsmouth, the head coach. His assistants are Ron Wergen of Palmyra, Tim Chonk of Omaha Gross, and Ron Bubach of Cozad.
Yeah!
Anything to say about Ron Bubach of Cozad right now, Danny?
Well, he's a five-star coach, five-star stand-up guy. I like to be around Ron Bubach.
What's your connection to Ron Bubach again? Full disclosure.
He was actually, when I was in high school, Ron Bubach coached at Arapahoe at the same time I was in high school. And then
you taught him how to lose then, huh?
Well, we beat him around pretty good. But he's, you know, he always shook your hand, shook his head and said, damn, you really beat us up good. And I appreciate that. Then he went on to Louisville, and then he's back at Cozad now.
Well, that's what's going on with the Shrine Bowl, and again, that's coming up July 26th. When we get closer to that date, we'll be giving away tickets to the Shrine Bowl, so be listening for that, your opportunity to go down and watch the best athletes suited up playing in that Shrine contest. And again, you know, what are you going to do right now? Daddy, a solution with how we're 2 years in now, and it's basically in 2 years it's went that there's not going to be any Division I kids playing. And there's, you know what, there's no reason Collins Okafor and Baker Steinkuhler, if you're going to Nebraska, there's no reason you can't play in the Shrine Bowl.
No, there's not. And like you said, Doug, this is the one game. This is the marquee all-star game. The biggest honor a high school kid can receive is to go to this game. And to decline it, well, it's sad if coaches out there are saying they're going to start practice, you can get injured there too.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
and let's face it, you're still a freshman. You're either redshirting or you're not going to see the field, for the most part, your first year, maybe two, at the collegiate level. Yes, you need to get in and learn, but you really can't do that until you get there. So it's too bad. And again, also, one thing that is going to hurt maybe the Shrine, and Jeff talked about it, maybe moving the game up, throwing that idea out there, it is a two-week basic process. I mean, you're taking a big chunk out. And so whenever you move this, you're taking a big chunk of the summer out. You're taking a lot of time. You're not just talking about the game and the 2 or 3 days leading up to it. You're talking a week and a half of practice, the trip to the Shriners Hospital, the preparation for the game, clearing things out to do that. But there needs to be a way to find to get these kids an opportunity to play without them feeling guilty, because I think that's, I think the kids would want to play. I'm not saying the kids don't want to play. I think the kids are being told not to play.
There's also the issue of kids that play baseball in the summer and compete, and they're making a run at American Legion titles and an opportunity for them. They've got to make a decision early on. Hey, if I got a commitment to my baseball team and to my teammates to make that run, or am I going to miss those 2 weeks? And hopefully we'll still be playing when the Shrine Bowl's over. And I don't like – that's a tough it is baseball season. It is the summer. That's what kids do in the summer. I understand that argument as well, too.
Josh Sheldon from NTV, sports director, is in guest studio today. What do you think about all this?
Well, really, the injury argument, when was the last time you remember a major injury happening at a Shrine game, too? I mean, granted, it can happen at any time, but I don't remember any guy leaving, getting carted off the field with a major injury of any sort either.
Well, it's a chance you play. Heck, you can turn your ankle playing baseball. You know, you can get hurt playing baseball.
Well, I think... What? You're going to practice.
What? Somebody's ego got hurt playing baseball yesterday, I think. Somebody's ego? A-Rod, nice four strikeout day, buddy.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
The golden sombrero.
Brian Bannister setting him down, striking him out.
Peanut butter jelly is never sweeter than the day after a Yankee game. 5-2 Royals, total domination. Total domination. Couple hits for Gordon again yesterday.
Getting up to 300.
He's knocking the ball around the park. Congratulations, Kansas City Yankees. Game two of this three-game series tonight. Pre-game 6:35. First pitch 7:10 from Kauffman Stadium. Hopefully the weather will let some play. They fought through some raindrops yesterday, but got it in with the most important thing: Royals 5, Yankees 2.
How about that strike zone yesterday? Was that the old postage stamp strike zone?
It didn't matter. A-Rod couldn't hit it either. Take a break. And we're going to go to the email because we have a Tiger Woods hater, and we'll hear from him when we come back.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
"Food instincts aren't always good. Case in point, honesty.
What do you think of Trudy?
Trudy?
Mm-hmm.
She is hot.
What?
Her new haircut looks great.
What about my hair?
You should probably get your hair cut like Trudy's.
This is so over.
Are you going to Trudy's?
No.
Tell Trudy I say what's up.
I'm not going to Trudy's!
But when it comes to nuts, men can always trust their instincts.
Cashew? Planters?
Of course.
Delighted.
Mmm. Planters nuts. Instinctively good.
GoldenCasino.net. You've heard the name. Now enjoy the game. At GoldenCasino.net, you can enjoy the thrill of a live casino from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Absolutely free. GoldenCasino.net is the world's number one free casino school, with all your favorite games like blackjack, crab, roulette, slots, poker. All you do is sign up at GoldenCasino.net and you'll get an unlimited supply of free credits to play the next best casino simulator. GoldenCasino.net is the only place you'll find Dennis Rodman and Evel Knievel slots. So visit GoldenCasino.net today.
GoldenCasino.net is not a gambling site.
Picture a funnel. At the top are hundreds, even thousands of people who don't even know your company's name. At the bottom are your happy customers. Marketing Firepower was developed for the small business owner and will show you how to move those people from the top of the funnel, where they know nothing about your business, to the bottom, where they are spending money with you. We offer a risk-free money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. But you do have customers to gain. Order online at marketingfirepower.net.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ian in second, and Billy cranks one into center field. Back goes the center fielder, Ian. He can't get it. It's over his head. And one hopping the wall, it is a two-base hit and an RBI for Billy. And the Royals suddenly lead 2-0.
Catch all the action of Kansas City Royals baseball this spring, summer, and fall on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Iron Man of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Today's skies will become mostly cloudy. There'll be a chance for some rain showers this afternoon, with a high to 50 degrees. Tonight there'll be a good chance for some scattered rain showers. Even a rumble of thunder is possible as we drop off to a low temperature of 38. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jacob Hamblin. Right now, 39 degrees.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. NTV's Josh Shelton in studio today.
Glad to be here, guys. I was just going to point out yesterday that you guys noticed Mark Mangino throwing out the first pitch at Kansas City. It's no small coincidence that they were running short on stadium dogs either.
Well, you got to beef up to get that ball in there. It was a well-thrown ball, too.
Absolutely.
When we're talking about winners like the Royals, we're talking about winners like Tiger Woods. We're talking about, you know what, the Par 3 contest going on this afternoon, and with the weather like it is, you're probably inside. You're probably making some last-minute arrangements out in your fields if you're a farmer. Well, did you know that Dyna-Gro seed will be planted on more acres in 2008 than ever before? Dyna-Gro seed is growing and still has a supply of first-choice hybrids available this spring. Dyna-Gro also has high-quality 90-germ soybeans available from a mid-group 2 or mid-group 3 maturity. Dyna-Gro is growing, and they have seed. Contact your local Dyna-Gro dealer or call 1-800-652-9298 for more information on available seed supply. Growing in your fields, Dyna-Gro seeds, we can list off the hybrids. We can list off the hybrids and tell you what got first place. Several. They've got the data to prove it, people. Check them out today. Dyna-Gro seeds, 1-800-652-9298. Get a hold of your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. All right, let's go to the email. The Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining. Whether it's a truck bed, boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. The Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. This comes from Fast Willie, who says the subject is Masters and signs it at the end with I hate Tiger. I think we should start there. Tiger has tougher competition than Jack? I think he's taking a shot at you, by the way. Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Lee Trevino, Tom Watson, Hale Irwin, Raymond Floyd. Those men are all Hall of Famers or will be. They are the men Nicklaus competed against throughout his career. When he came up, it immediately became the big three of Nicklaus, Palmer, and Player. Arnold Palmer, 7 major titles. Player has 9. Later on, Nicklaus had to go through Irwin, Floyd, Watson, and Trevino to win major titles. Those four men have 21 major titles between them. The two competitors for Woods in recent years, according to our emailer, have been Ernie Els and Phil Mickelson. Both have won 3 major titles and probably will be Hall of Famers. However, no serious golf historian would ever mention either of them in the same breath with Trevino, Watson, Floyd, or Irwin, let alone Palmer or Player. I hate Tiger, Fast Willie.
Well, I think he's making my point. That group of guys were the only guys that could win the tournaments then. Now there are more players that can win the tournaments. Thank you, Fast Willie, for that email. Now beat it, nerd.
You know what I have to say to that? Grizzly Adams had a beard.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
I guess here's one of the arguments that would go against that, and more towards what you're saying. We're starting to get a lot of people win one major. Zach Johnson, Michael Campbell, David Duvall. You know, Duvall flared out. That wasn't Tiger's fault. Phil, he's been there. The problem is when Jack wasn't winning, one of these guys usually was, but not always. And again, Tiger's only been playing for 11 years. You have got to give him the 25 years window that Jack Nicklaus had. Before, I mean, Tiger's not going to win every major, and other people are going to win majors. But, you know, I believe when Tiger started, wasn't Nick Faldo still knocking a ball around? He's got 6 majors. You know, where do you want to go? If you want to start early in Tiger's career, you know, he was playing against some guys that were up there in age. Even Jack was still knocking the ball around, but obviously not competitive to win any more majors. But, you know, you're talking your Nick Faldos and Greg Normans and players like that were still very good competitive golfers. So you have to include those into the guys that Tiger was beating early in his career. Yeah. And I'm sure by the time we get going, Sergio will get his, Adam Scott will get his. You know, somebody is going to emerge and be Tiger or Phil, you know, or I mean Phil or Ernie and pick up 2, 3, 4 majors.
When Jack Nicklaus won his sixth Green Jacket, that was 1986, correct, Douglas?
When what?
Jack won his sixth Green Jacket.
1986.
So you're looking really at a span of 10 years between Tiger and Jack. When the competition level was at the level which both of them would have wanted. You're looking at 10 years from the start of Tiger to really the competitive end of Jack.
You know, he didn't put Vijay up there. Vijay has some majors. You know, you got to count Vijay.
Well, you can't put those people on there if you're going to make his argument. Because if you do that, it shoots his argument all to hell.
Retief Goosen has a couple. You know, Bernhard Langer has a couple. You know, you got a lot of people with a couple. A couple. You don't have anybody else out there right now like Gary Player with 9. I understand that. But give it time. Give it time.
Well, there's a... Right now, they're getting broken up, where back then they weren't. They were coming in clusters because those people were far superior talent-wise.
So what you're saying is these 7, 8 guys that the emailer mentioned were the only ones on the golf course? They were the only ones playing?
Yep.
Nobody else could hang with them?
At that level. At that level.
And that's why your Zach Johnsons were very rare back then. Your Michael Campbell.
And I like Zach Johnson. I'm not saying that. But for him to go on and win 4, 5, 6 majors, don't see that happening. You're scanning down the list. Anybody else?
Well, I'm just looking. The tee times obviously are out. I always like to see who's playing with who. Padraig Harrington and Mike Weir will be playing together with Jeev Singh. Tiger Woods, Stuart Appleby, and Angel Cabrera. That will be interesting. Tiger and Angel. Angel smoking the cigs. I couldn't think of the word that I'm trying to use there. The heaters, as Romy says. He's going to be going through 2.5 packs of heaters out there. And Appleby, who he played with in the final round last year, coincidentally enough, will be interesting. But Cabrera likes to play fast. Tiger, he plays, he moves along fast, but I don't think he plays fast. I think that's an interesting yet a probably pretty good group. Then later on,
what time is that, by the way?
They will have the 10:45 tee time tomorrow, which means they'll be a little later on Friday. So that has to mean that Phil Mickelson will tee off late and then early because they never tee off at the same time. Phil Mickelson is with KJ Choi and Andres Romero.
He drew the short straw.
Well, Els is with Furyk Katayama, the last group to go. This kind of shows you that usually the last group or the first group to go in any tournament are people you never heard of. I mean, people that you never heard of even worse than Scott Gucheski type of deal. I mean, and that's not a shot at Scott. I'm just saying guys that haven't won, guys you've dipped way down on the list. Lee Westwood, Aaron Baddeley, and Camilo Villegas. Els' group, second to last. Mickelson's group, third to last to go out. Right before that, Vijay Singh, Stuart Sink, Steve Stricker. Sink and Stricker are going out together. Those are guys that people always think have a chance to win the Masters because of their style of play.
Gary Player, is he's playing for the final time or again, correct?
Yeah, 51st time.
51st time. Unbelievable. Who does he go off with?
Who does Gary Player go off with? Gary Player. Ah, Miguel Angel Jimenez, one of my favorite golfers, who someday is going to win a major and show me the cache, because I always pick him, and DJ Tran. The first group to go off, and it's just two players, can't let another guy in, Ben Curtis, Sean McKeel. Can't let another guy in, so we're only going to have a twosome. Then Fuzzy Zeller goes with Brett Wetterich, who was a co-leader after the first round yesterday, and Heath Slocum.
Wetterich's a bomber.
And Marco Mir will play with the amateur Trip Keeney and Ian Poulter. Then you got Peter Lonard, Hunter Mahan, and Larry Mize playing in the group after that. Ben Crenshaw playing with Nick O'Hearn, Michael Thompson. I don't see Fred Couples is playing with Anders Hansen and Jerry Kelly. I don't see a special group out of all of this except that Furyk and Els are playing together. You know, you don't see the old-timers put together. You don't see the guys that can't win put together. Craig Stadler, he's in with Johnson Wagner and Steve Flesch. Johnson Wagner getting in by winning last week.
Johnson Wagner. Who is the kid from that won the British amateur that was from Virginia Tech? There's a kid from Virginia Tech that was about 100 yards from the building when the shooting took place. It's a very interesting story.
Yeah, that was big time this weekend. I will look that name up and pass along to you who he's playing with. And we'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Let us put our nearly 40 years of experience to work for you on your lawn. Contact us today for a free estimate. You won't believe our competitive prices. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
Prom night should be amazing, and Clay County Mutual Insurance wishes the Clay Center juniors and seniors a wonderful prom full of happy memories. Please protect those memories by avoiding alcohol, and don't let friends drive drunk. From Clay County Mutual Insurance, keeping you properly covered since 1891. Prom night should be amazing, and Tenneco wishes the Cozad juniors and seniors a prom full of joyous memories. Protect those memories, avoid alcohol, and don't let friends drive drunk. From Tenneco in Cozad, manufacturer of ride control products, our pride is in our people, our proof is in our product. Our mission is go.
Sports, every second counts, even the ones before the clock starts. So being prepared for each and every game is critical.
That's right, Greeny, because what you do in between games affects performance during the game.
That's why the makers of Gatorade created G2 for low-calorie electrolyte hydration, made for athletes off the field so they're ready to perform on the field. G2, you're always an athlete, hydrate like one.
Go to www.drinkg2.com for more information. G2, low-calorie, off-field hydration from Gatorade.
Let's clear this up right now. Changing your own oil is easy. Go to Advance Auto Parts, where Castrol GTX conventional motor oil is on sale for $7.98 a gallon. It's less than $2 a quart. Buy it. The sale ends April 26. Drive home. Slide under your car. Turn a bolt, drain some oil, stick on a filter, put in the plug, pour in the Castrol GTX motor oil that you just saved $4 on at Advance. Done. Slide, turn, drain, plug, pour. Capiche? Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning. Advance Auto Parts. Keep the wheels turning.
Desire a unique eating experience that's fun, fast, delicious, and healthy for the whole family? Then you must try the Mongolian Grill in the Vista Point Shopping Villa in Kearney. The dining experience is like no other, as you select a mound of fresh vegetables, meat, seafood, and steamed noodles, combined with a multitude of tasty sauces to create a limitless variety of heavenly combinations. Then watch our stick-wielding chef expertly stir-fry your selection on a huge flaming grill. Open 7 days to serve you, Monday through Saturday till 10, Sunday till 8, or call for carryout.
Today's skies will become mostly cloudy. There will be a chance for some rain showers this afternoon with a high to 50 degrees. Tonight there will be a good chance for some scattered rain showers. Even a rumble of thunder is possible as we drop off to a low temperature of 38. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jacob Hamblin. Right now, 39 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to hear from Kearney Wrestling Coach Tom McCann. He had three of his seniors assigned collegiate to scholarship offers today, along with five others up at Kearney High. And UNK Baseball getting a couple of kids, including Ring Bloom. I hope I'm saying that right, out of Omaha Miller North, a three-sport athlete. So a standout there. Going to get back to our Masters talk in a minute as well.
But Douglas, it's coming up on lunchtime. Chicken Coop is where it's at. All the Masters coverage you could ever imagine. Major League Baseball package as well. Come check out one of the Coop's great burgers. 7-ounce ground chuck, onion seasoned patties, topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun. Add some mushrooms, add some bacon, add some cheese, add whatever you want. Serve with either fries, potato salad, coleslaw, or baked beans. They feature the mushroom burger, the patty melt, total jack burger, bacon burger.
Daddy usually gets some 57 on the side, some honey mustard, maybe some just regular mustard. What else do you get?
Well, I get buck hunter when I'm angry. Then I shoot some deer and some antelope and some elk.
Don't forget the mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
There you go. Chicken Coop's got it all, baby. Not a bad seat in the house.
They got
lunch special every day.
Mayonnaise and Miller High Life as well. Cheese pleasers, garlic shrooms, they've got it all. Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island.
Two of Daddy's favorites. A lot of sporting activities going on. So you got baseball, you've got golf. You've got all kinds of other things going on. I want to get back. Drew Weaver is the young man you were talking about from Virginia Tech. He has an interesting matchup. He's going to get to play with Raymond Floyd and then Jonathan Bird tomorrow. We go every once in a while. We get emails. We get text messages. You know, I don't like to read things that start with "listen, dummies," because I hope he's referring to somebody besides me. But Scott and Carney says, "Listen, dummies, the whole deal is that the golf courses have changed dramatically, making it easier for no-names to get hot one week and win."
Well, then, but then you got to get back to the technology is also by far different.
Golf
course. Right or not?
What has that got to do with anything, though? Because everybody is playing with the same stuff. Everybody was playing with the same stuff 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. Say what you want about technology, but the winning score at the Masters last year was plus one. Technology did not help. I mean, it made them change the course, yes. But that's a whole, I don't know, what's that got to do with who's winning and who's not winning?
Because I think that's such an important factor when you're comparing generations of golfers to generation of golfers. Had those guys had this technology, then we would have been easier to compare. That's a big part of the argument right now.
No, I totally disagree with that.
Those guys had a bamboo and a...
But they were playing courses set up for the bamboo. They were playing the same level of competition. It's not like 30 years ago people were 30 under par. And now they're 15 over par. The scores are relatively the same.
The courses have changed. The technology has changed. What would those guys have done with the technology? That's all I'm saying.
What would these guys have done then?
Well, Tiger would have probably won 32 majors by now.
Unbelievable. A lot of Masters talk coming up later on in the week. Oklahoma State baseball coach Frank Anderson is going to join us tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show, right off the bat, isn't he?
Yes, right off the bat. Top of the hour is when Frank wanted to do that, so we're going to catch up with him. So if you're interested in Nebraska baseball and their opponent for the weekend, that will be tomorrow right at the start of the show.
They're ranked 21st in the country. Well, today, eight athletes at Kearney High signed national letters of intent. Emily Girard is going to go play softball and soccer at Mount Marty. Kyle McBride, tennis at UNK. Hunter Heinrichs, baseball at UNK. Mike Shields is going to play baseball at Northwest Iowa. Drew Tickle is going to play football at Nebraska Wesleyan. And then three wrestlers, Jarek Patterson to UNK, Justin DeCook to Shadron State, and Warner Phipps is going to go to Cornell. And earlier today at the signing, I had a chance to catch up with Kearney High wrestling coach Tom McCann.
Coach, three of your wrestlers that go on just today to go on to the collegiate level, just kind of talk about the success. I guess I asked Warner a little bit about this and Jarek and saying, you know, having success here and how that helped them maybe get this opportunity to go to the next level. Kind of talk about that.
Well, there's no doubt that having some success at the high school level will make you readjust and reevaluate your goals in life, and I think these guys see that perhaps they can step it up and compete at the next level. They're great young men. I think that there's no doubt that as a coaching staff, we're proud of each and every one of these guys, and I know that our school system is and our community at large is.
Warner going to Cornell, just immediately when you hear that, it's different. He's a smart kid and he's a great wrestler and it's going to combine well there for him.
Well, Cornell has a real great history in education, but also in wrestling. It's one of the premier Ivy League schools in the EIWA. They had a tremendous showing this year. I know when we were at the NCAA tournament several weeks ago in St. Louis that Nebraska lost to a couple guys from Cornell, and Coach Miller and I were looking at each other saying, well, maybe Warner knows something we don't. But, no, they have a great coach. He was an NCAA champion, and, you know, as far as making that decision, I think it's something that probably academics played more a part of that than the athletics.
And Justin and Jarek are kind of going two different ways. Shadron really wants to build, but he sounded like that's what he wanted to do all along. And UNK, obviously, defending national champs, so you can't go wrong there.
No, Shadron has an outstanding coach. He was a national champion from my alma mater, Adams State. He's been doing a tremendous job at Shadron. And they had a national champion the last couple of years in Majerus and Hunter. So they've got the program going up there. They were in the top 10 the last several years, and I think that there's no doubt that Justin can get in there, and he's going to improve, and he's going to get a good education there, and he'll hopefully have a chance to start, if not next year, sometime down the road. But he's going to get in and find out what collegiate wrestling is all about. And, you know, you never know what these guys can turn around. And hopefully he'll become an All-American, if not national champion, down the road. And we'll have Coach Bowers sing, "I Let One Get Away."
Well, Coach, thanks for giving us some time, and keep churning out the great kids.
Oh, hey, we have great kids. I think it's a tribute to the community at large. And, you know, it's just a great town to live in. And we have some tremendous athletes here in all the other sports as well. We have a tremendous coaching staff. And it's just a fun day for these kids to see them, you know, hopefully fulfill their lifelong dreams.
Tom McCann caught up with him today. Now, Warner Phipps, out of the kids, was the only one that signed a Division I scholarship, Daddy. Going to Cornell, I mean, this is a smart kid. He might be a lawyer. He's going into a lot of things. And he's going to get a chance to go to a university that is a Division I threat. I mean, this is a team that he explains a little bit about why he chose Cornell, what he thinks is great about Cornell.
At first, it was probably a little harder, but when I finally found out the financial end of the thing, and then the fact that the kid around my weight class, he won nationals, and the kid above it got fourth, I knew there'd be quality kids in the room that I could, you know, learn a lot from, and it won't always be fun, you know, getting beat on, but, you know, it'll definitely help me improve a lot. And then academically, just a lot of things came together. When I got accepted, it simplified it a lot. So, I mean, it wasn't too difficult of a choice once I knew I had the opportunity to go there. Yeah, in late August. So it was pretty neat, you know. Their facilities are pretty outstanding. I would say unmatched by any I've ever seen. And so, and then of course there's a lot of history and tradition with the school, and so it's just a really neat atmosphere to kind of be a part of.
That's Warner Phipps. He's going to be going to Cornell, and we might get a chance to hear from some more of these young athletes tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we get out of here, I want to remind you that it's simulator time. You're not going to get a chance to get out and play much golf, or at least want to get out and play much golf at this time of the year. So check out Prairie Hills with the new simulator and 2007 simulator of the year. You can play virtually any course in the country or maybe even the world. 2007 simulator, call, make a tee time today at Prairie Hills, located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Come out and check out with Kurt, Nick, and Curtis, see what's going on. Of course, Nick, the tournament challenge bracket winner, so he wants to brag about that. And, Daddy, what did you say when you go see Nick?
Well, I'd give him a punch.
That's exactly right. And while you're out there, check out the membership options for 2008, or you can go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Prairie Hills logo, and you'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green free punch cards with and without cards. Go time, Prairie Hills. They're waiting for the good weather. We know you're waiting for the good weather as well, so check things out. Todd Gatula in studio. What are you doing? Taking a lot of pictures.
Oh, we've got a special treat on Monday's Kearney Hub. It's coming at you, people. Monday's Kearney Hub, there's going to be a feature on our own Doug Duda. Our Hall of Famer, Doug Duda.
Josh Jeldon from NTV Sports also in studio today. I've been surrounded. What's going on?
This is a multimedia event today. Radio, newspaper, television. People just want to be at the Doug and Daddy Show, I guess.
Of course, we're going
to. We'll show some more of those signings on NTV News tonight.
Is it Athlete of the Week night tonight?
Yeah.
Is that
suppose.
What this is all about? Am I Athlete of the Week? Daddy, you Athlete of the Week? Hey, we want to thank Jeff Tomlin, head football coach at Grand Island, also head coach of the North Shrine Squad, for joining us today. Among our guests tomorrow, Frank Anderson, head baseball coach at Oklahoma State.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Grand Island and Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.